that's probably not all that difficult. It might just be a simple hormone or something that could do this. It's been done in voles. You can engineer a prairie vole to become monogamous when it's naturally polygamous. It's just a single gene. Might be more complicated in humans, but perhaps not that much. This is the last picture I want to end. Now I've got to use the laser pointer. A possible mode of being here would be a way of life, a way of being, experiencing, thinking, seeing, interacting with the world. Down here in this little corner here, we have the little subspace of this larger space that is accessible to human beings, beings with our biological capacities. It's a part of the space that's accessible to animals. Since we are animals, we are a subset of that. And then you can imagine some enhancements of human capacities. There would be different modes of beings you could experience if you were able to stay alive for, say, 200 years. Then you could live sorts of lives and accumulate wisdoms that are just not possible for humans as we currently are.